It's like a war, Matilda said, overawed.
You're darn right it's like a war, Hortensia cried. And the casualties are terrific. We are the Crusaders, the gallant army fighting for our lives with hardly any weapons at all. And the Trunchbull is the Prince of Darkness, the Foul Serpent, the Fiery Dragon, with all the weapons at her command. It's a tough life. We all try to support each other.
You can rely on us, Lavender said, making her height of 3 feet 2 inches stretch as tall as possible.
No, I can't, Hortensia said. You're only shrimps. But you never know. We may find a use for you one day, in some undercover job.
Tell us just a little bit more about what she does, Matilda said.
Please do. I mustn't frighten you before you've been here a week, Hortensia said.
You won't, Lavender said. We may be small, but we're quite tough.
Listen to this then, Hortensia said. Only yesterday, the Trunchbull caught a boy called Julius Rotwinkle eating licorice all sorts during the scripture lesson, and she simply picked him up by one arm and flung him clear out of the open classroom window. Our classroom is one floor up, and we saw Julius Rotwinkle go sailing out over the garden like a frisbee and landing with a thump in the middle of the lettuces. Then the Trunchbull turned to us and said, "From now on, anybody caught eating in class goes straight out the window."
Did this Julius Rotwinkle break any bones? Lavender said.
Only a few, Hortensia said. You've got to remember that the Trunchbull once threw a hammer for Britain in the Olympics, so she's very proud of her right arm.
What's throwing the hammer? Lavender asked.
The hammer, Hortensia said, is actually a ruddy great cannonball on the end of a long bit of wire. And the thrower whisks it round and round his or her head faster and faster, and then lets it go. You have to be terrifically strong. The Trunchbull will throw anything around just to keep her arm in, especially children.
Good heavens, Lavender said.
I once heard her say, Hortensia went on, that a large boy is about the same weight as an Olympic hammer, and therefore he's very useful for practicing with.
At that point, something strange happened. The playground, which up to then had been filled with shrieks and shouting of children at play, all at once became silent as the grave.
"Watch out!" Hortensia whispered.
Matilda and Lavender glanced round and saw this gigantic figure of Miss Trunchbull advancing through the crowd of boys and girls with menacing strides. The children drew back hastily to let her through, and her progress across the asphalt was like that of Moses going through the Red Sea when the waters parted.